coming up on episode number 713. It's time for another Indie Hodgepodge. I get all these great emails from independent musicians and bands who want to get their music on the show and have great music. But man, you know, you don't want to have to wait until that special rock set cover story or the or the next M cover story. So you're going to hear covers of Roxette, M, Kings of Leon, The Smiths, Squeeze, oh, so much. All coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, October 19th, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another hodgepodge episode of Coverville. Nothing in common tonight. You know how usually the episodes, all the songs have something in common, whether they're all by the same band or they're all requests or things like that. Nothing going on tonight. Just great music, and let's hit the road here with Undone, the Sweater Song, originally by Weezer, covered here by Brother Howe. Now, Brother Howe is made up of Jason Howe on vocals and electric guitar, his wife Jerry Howe on acoustic guitar, Nathan Howe, his brother, on bass, and Ash Snyder on drums. They're from Holland, Michigan. I love what they've done with this Weezer classic. Here it is, Brother Howe.
Hear me. Baby, I've got no time to mess around. So if you want, you got to be for it, baby.
If Leonard Cohen and Godzilla had a baby, it would sound a lot like that. At least so says the Seattle Sun Press. The band is Life Size from their 2010 brand new EP, Eden Next Left, with a cover of Van Halen's Ain't Talkin' About Love. Very different from the original. A great direction that they've taken that one in. A little heavier than usually here on Coverville, but I'm not complaining. I think that sounds awesome. Before that, a Roxette cover, It Must Have Been Love, from Crayon Fields, from their 2010 release, Make Peace With Love. That one is, I think you may recognize that one from the Pretty Woman soundtrack. I think that was on there. And Roxette, you know, one-hit wonder, two-hit wonder? I'm not sure how many hits they had. What was Joyride? Does that count? Anyway, Undone, the Sweater Song, originally by Weezer, before that one by Brother Howe, from their singles release, a submission here to Coverville, originally done by Weezer, covered there very well by Brother Howe. Well, how would you like a free audiobook? Do you know how to get one? It's very easy. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville, and you can get a free audiobook from Audible, or you can get a audio magazine. You can get anything that Audible provides, at least anything that's one credit, which is about 90% of their selection. You can get right now for free from audible.com by visiting audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. And if you have an iPhone, an Android, or a BlackBerry, they have apps now for your devices that will allow you to play those audiobooks in a very convenient and familiar setting, very convenient app that you can use to listen to those. So check it out right now, audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Big thanks to audible.com for their support. Next on the list here, we've got Love Darling. This is a band that comes from Hollywood. It's a Hollywood indie pop trio, or an indie trio. Wouldn't necessarily call them pop. See what you think after you listen to this. This band, Love Darling, also provided the music for The L Word on Showtime. Have a listen. Here's their cover of Kings of Leon's Closer.
Thank you. up your eye. You keep on crying, baby, I'll bleed you dry. Skies are blinking at me. I see a storm bubbling up from the sea. But I'm old, 2,000 years of chasing, taking its toll. And it's coming closer. And it's coming closer. Coming closer.
How cool is that? Did you guys catch the little nods to Ray Parker Jr. and Huey Lewis in the news at the end there? If not, listen to that again. I know you will. That was Pop Music, originally by M, covered there by Buck Brothers. And if these guys weren't influenced by In Spiral Carpets or Car to the Unstoppable Sex God from the UK, then I just don't know. Buck Brothers with their cover of M's Pop Music, again, from their album We Are Merely Filters. Excellent. Before that, This Charming Man, covered by a French group, Vale Porter and Corinne DeVita. They perform as Mensch, and it's a cover of This Charming Man from their 2010 EP, Dance and Die. And then we start off the set with Closer, originally by Kings of Leon, covered there by Love Darling, and a Hollywood trio that, like I said, does a lot of music for the L Word, but also provided the theme to the L Word, if you're familiar with that. Last set of music here on the show, and I sat on this song from about May, forgot about it, put in a playlist, and absolutely forgot to do anything with it. And for that, I'm kicking myself because this rocks. It is a cover of Phil Collins' "In the Air Tonight" by Kish 2, from a 2009 release called A Musical Calendar. What I love about this is the back patter. You know how you got the vocals, and then you have backing vocals that respond back to the lead singer. I love it. Check it out. Here's Kish 2 with In the Air Tonight.
Thank you. There's a stain on my notebook where your coffee cup was. And there's ash in the pages, now I've got myself lost. I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that rings your goodbye. Oh, now she's gone, and I'm back on the beat. Stain on my notebook says nothing to me. Oh, she's gone. I'm out with a friend.
Out with a friend.
With lips full of passion and coffee in bed. With the way that you left me, I can hardly contain. The hurt and the anger, the joy and the pain. Not knowing I'm single, there'll be fire in my eyes. And a stain on my notebook for a new love tonight. Oh, now she's gone, and I'm out with a friend.
Out with a friend.
With lips full of passion and coffee in bed. From lips without passion to lips with a kiss, there's nothing of your love that I'll ever miss. The stain on my notebook remains all that's left of the memory of late night coffee in bed. Of the memory of a late night coffee in bed. Of the memory of a late night coffee in bed.
Many years where I may lay.
Man of Constant Sorrow, performed there by Intermezzo, one of Europe's best and most original a cappella groups. Great version there of the Dick Burnett song that, of course, was used very famously in the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? By the Soggy Bottom Boys. Bob Dylan's done a version of it. So many different versions of it that I couldn't even name them all right now. Before that, Black Coffee in Bed, that's by a guy named Ernie Halter from his album Franklin in Vermont. Now, Ernie, I don't know if he's early or not. Ernie plays just about every instrument that you hear on that song, and this is his sixth studio album, but the first one that he's been able to produce himself, so good on you, Ernie. Before that, In the Air Tonight, originally by Phil Collins, covered there by Kish 2, and a great version of that song. A lot harder edge on that version than on the original by Phil Collins. And unfortunately, that's it. That's all I got for you tonight. You can head back to camp. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog at coverville.com. Anybody ever say weblog anymore? Kind of an outdated term, but I'm... I don't know, it's built in, it's ingrained into my ending speech here, so until I can change that behavior, you're going to hear weblog. Next up, Thursday, is going to be a cover story. I don't know what I've got. What do I have? I think I've got something queued up. Tom Petty, maybe? It's his birthday coming up. As a matter of fact, it's his birthday tomorrow, so maybe Tom Petty. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be a surprise to all of us. Also coming up in a future show, Scala and Kolochny Brothers have basically turned over their catalog to me and said, hey, play some stuff. So you're going to hear a special about Scala and Kolochny Brothers. Can't get an interview, unfortunately, but you're going to hear quite a few songs by Scala and Kolochny Brothers, best known for their version of Creep that was part of the Social Network trailer, the movie trailer, a while back. So listen for that coming up in a future show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com. Big thanks to the chat room for tuning in tonight. Thank you, guys, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!